defining the morning papers is how defining the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's how to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it can go.
Talk radio.
Good. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller. We're live with you this Friday on this third day of March 2006. And on today's program, I have got John Sharp. And, of course, if you don't know who John Sharp is, folks, and you've been out of the loop for a while, Neil Condon again, we'll have him for the first hour. And on the second hour, Steve Shank, the J. Michael Stevens Group. And we're going to run through the whole preparedness thing. And, folks, I hope you stick around for that one, because if you think you're prepared, there was a little book that a friend of mine, a real intelligence guy, wrote. And the name of the book was, Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse, Jim Wesley Rawls. People that thought that they were prepared read that book, and he wrote it in kind of a novel kind of a format, and he told a wonderful story, but it has literally become the Bible for survivability in this country. But I'm going to be talking to Steve today about food and why this is important, folks, because they're controlling all the food stuffs out there. They're controlling the seed. They're controlling everything. RFIDs, they're tracking and tracing, and, well, do you want to get caught in a government line asking to give something up for maybe a little bit of cheese, if you get my drift? At any rate, that'll be in the second hour, but coming up first, John Sharp, Neil Cond, and Neil Cond again, and we're going to get some irate updates. Well, a lot of people are irate, Iraq updates, and what's going on. And maybe we can squeeze out of him some of his contacts and what they've told him about, well, this is the magic month, folks. This is the month that Iran is going to do away with the dollar. That's right. They're not going to deal their oil in anything but euros. I was talking to Lindsey Williams, which he is scheduled out next Wednesday, and you're going to want to stick around for that one. Do not, under any circumstances, miss this program with Lindsey Williams. Everybody's getting off the gold standard. I mean, everybody. Even China, their gold purchases are up 150% over last year. They're telling their people, turn in your dollars, that's right, your Fed Reserve dollars, to buy the gold. And they'll be eventually dumping that dollar, biggest trading partner, or should I say deficit partner, that the United States has. Watch out, you Wally World shoppers out there. Pretty soon you may be looking at 3 to 5 times the amount of products on the shelves in Wally World. Everybody's dumping the dollar. And we'll get into more of that with Lindsey Williams next Wednesday. Do not miss it. All right, we'll take this break, come back on the other side, talk with John Sharp, Neil Cond, and we've been Neil Cond again, and we'll get it again and again until we get this scurvy little crew and all that they represent out of the District of Criminals and once again return this country to a constitutional republic with the rule of law. Good law. Not this stuff that they're trying to tell us we have the authority to do. Nobody has the right to turn this country into a police state and bypass that Constitution. We'll be right back.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
John Sharp, in a 1993, distinguished graduate of the United States Naval Academy at Annapolis, Maryland, where he received his degree with honors in English, with emphasis in political thought and history. He served as a Navy submarine officer for 7 years, culminating in an overseas tour at the U.S. Navy submarine headquarters, Mediterranean, in Naples, Italy. In September of 2001, Sharp co-founded IHS Press, the only publisher dedicated exclusively to the social teachings of the Catholic Church. He has reissued, edited, and annotated works of many of the English writers of the 20th century Catholic Renaissance. And the list goes on from that. In 2003, Sharp launched his new IHS Press imprint called The Gates of Vienna Books, which specializes in works of history dealing with the defense and decline of Western civilization. And in 2005, IHS Press launched its third imprint, Light into the Darkness Publications, which was established to look at current events and problems through the light of common sense. Not enough of that nowadays. Sound scholarship and the wisdom of past ages. The first works of this new imprint are the recently released two-volume set of Neocon and Neocon Again that examines the immorality, injustice, illegality of the war in Iraq in light of the traditional Christian just war doctrine and other legal, political, and historical considerations. He lives in Washington, D.C. with his wife and three children, and we're happy to have him on the air today. Good afternoon, John.
doing. Good to hear your voice again.
Well, I appreciate what you've been doing. You know, I went up just for the heck of it on Yahoo right before the program, and neoconned again. And I only got one hit on this thing. Are they cleaning out their data banks here of neoconned and neoconned again?
Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I'm not normally a conspiratorial guy, but we've had a challenge, I'll tell you, getting this thing out in the attention of the mainstream media, whether it be broadcast coverage, both radio, TV, print coverage, et cetera. We sent out so many books, review copies, complimentary copies for all the politicians to look at, the political reviewers, the book review editors, and it has been a struggle.
John, let me stop you here for a second. You're on a cell phone. Are you traveling? Or are you in a building or something?
Yeah, no, I'm a little bit stuck right now. I should be able to get to a landline probably in about 10 minutes at the very longest.
Okay.
I don't know if this is going to work or you want to take a break.
It's really sketchy. I'll tell you what let's do. Let's let you go and get you to a landline because it's echoing so badly that I can barely hear it in my headphones.
Okay.
All right, so
I'll be back with you then in a few minutes.
Okay, then. That sounds good. I appreciate that very much.
Yep.
Okay, we'll talk to you in a few minutes. Yeah, I could suffer through it, but I had to really strain. And by the time this gets done, filtered through everything that we do here, folks, and ends up on shortwave and all other places, I want people to be able to hear this gentleman. So we'll redo that. And, gosh, which leaves me with nothing to do for 10 minutes. Hockey-dockey. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. There is something I didn't get to yesterday. Ah. Folks, try treading water that quickly. Am I good or what? There was a gentleman that sent me an email that he'd been sending to the Mississippi Congressional Delegation and sent it to his staff and said, please pass it to the senators and congressmen. And he simply writes, more and more revelations are coming out about the hour, by the hour, about the foreign governments that own parts of America. He said, yesterday I wrote you about the UAE taking over the operation of six ports in the U.S. Since yesterday, it's been revealed that several thousand miles of railroads are operated by foreign companies. Foreign governments own more of the U.S. Treasury notes and bonds. The two major players in this are Japan, and the largest is China. And these two countries called the notes in that they hold the U.S. would be bankrupt as if we are not already. We found out today that many of our energy companies are partially owned by foreign countries. There are our roads, several of our toll roads are operated by foreign governments. Telecommunications, same, owned by foreign companies. Water, yes, our drinking water. 18 million people are served their water by foreign-owned water companies. Apparently this is okay. With an out-of-control Congress, no oversight, no accountability. As Jackie Gleason used to say, how sweet it is. All you folks have to do, for the most part, is take in the cash. Follow the money trail on the UAE port deal. In addition, we, the American people, are paying for the security of these ports with our tax dollars. This administration has even agreed that the UAE does not have to furnish any documentation or records of their transactions. Now, evidently, most in Congress think that Americans, to quote Judge Judy, have stupid stamped on our foreheads. Today, Laverno, the Chinese company that bought the laptop division of IBM, announced that it is now selling the laptops in the U.S. Now, that sale, which was finalized late last year, was approved by the same secret committee. And they're not unopposed to saying and calling themselves a secret committee, folks. They're just out in Jump Street, out in Orwellville, on your nearest street corner, telling you that it's secret and you can't know what's going on. Now, all that technology for the laptops was also transferred to China. That laptop computer has more computing power than Neil Armstrong and the astronauts had on the first moon landing. We allowed it to be transferred to China? Get real. And the next thing we hear, China will be furnishing the U.S. with tanks, Germany will be furnishing the ships, India will handle the telecommunications, and call under... the call centers, much like they do now, that being outsourced. Now, we only have a mercenary military. Today, President Bush said, my government would never do anything that would endanger the security of our country.
Excuse me, my government? I thought until today that it was our government. Now, what is it that Congress has lost sight of in the past 8 to 10 years? What is it that Congress does not understand about the people, by the people, and for the people? Now, President Bush has said he will veto any bill that kills the UAE deal. Amazingly, Bush has not vetoed a bill during his presidency. You have to go back to the presidency of Thomas Jefferson to find a president that has not used the veto pen at this length of their presidency. Now, if he does, the Republicans will fall in lockstep to follow the party line and not override the veto. Any bets on this out there, folks? I doubt it. The UAE deal will pass with the blessings of Congress. Then again, Congress, for the most part, is not concerned with such trivial matters. Again, do your usual non-binding commission, studies, investigation, like all the others. Nothing will come of it. Again, follow the money trail. That is, if it doesn't lead to Congress, then it will be whitewashed like all others. And that was penned to the Mississippi Congressional Delegation by Jim Whittington, Master Sergeant, United States Air Force, retired. Doesn't make him a political scientist. Doesn't make him an absolute genius in economics. It makes him somebody that has common sense and can ask some very important questions, but more importantly, unabashedly going after the Mississippi Congressional Delegation, of which we should be doing in all of our states, folks. Coming up in the near future, and I started to talk about this at the top of the hour, but now I have a few more minutes of which I can lend to that topic. Lindsey Williams, I had a very interesting conversation with him last night, and the amount of people that are dumping. Were you aware that Norway, just the other day, dumped the dollar? I'm sorry, do they have oil over there in Norway? Nope. What don't they have over in Norway? I'll tell you what they don't have, any faith in the American dollar. And this is why I said, if our national debt was truly $8 trillion, this wouldn't even cause an eyebrow in Japan. Wouldn't be any concern whatsoever to the folks over in Norway. But they know, and what the American people don't know, by and large, is how much the federal deficit actually is. They are telling the Federal Reserve, and more specifically the United States government right now, the party's over, we're not dealing with you anymore. Who does this involve? Well, of course, Syria, a couple of days ago, made that announcement. They don't have any oil either, folks, but they said, we're dumping the dollar. Iran is dumping the dollar here this month. Norway is dumping it. China is going to dump it. That's right. The people that we've been running $750 million trade deficit with every month for how many months just said, we're not going to play patty cake with you anymore. Now, what do you think is going to follow after that one? How many billions and billions and billions, all into the trillions of dollars that they're holding in our debt? What do you think we're going to have to come up with to satisfy them? What, give them more debt paper? I don't think so. United Arab Emirates, part of this port deal. This was the blackmail. This was the arm twisting. Saudi Arabian president has told Dick Cheney recently, you better keep your damn hands off of Iran unless you want World War IV. And if you don't know history, check out what happened to the British. Check what happened to the Russians. Check what's going to happen to you people if you do this in Iran. You're going to pop the Middle East inside out. And we'll see how many coalition forces George Bush, maybe he can get 25 from Nubungi Muggy Wayne or something like that, or maybe a cadre of people from Cincinnapolis or wherever. But he does this thing in Iran, folks. It's all over but the shouting. Oil is going to go right up absolutely through the roof. Not that it should, because only 5% of the oil that we use here in this country actually comes from Iran. I do believe 6.5% comes from Venezuela, and we've already heard from Hugo Chavez what his deal is with the United States. We are in a position right now where these people that we've allowed to be in the mix, they're now getting ready to pull the plug on us and send us right over to the financial abyss. So, folks, you need to tune in next Wednesday with this program of Lindsey Williams, because he's got a bunch of stuff to talk about. I just glossed over some of the more major points, but there's much, much more to this story. So hang on to your hats.
Do we have our guy back yet? Okay, he'll be calling us. In the meantime, I'll take a couple of calls when we get back.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Well, I had to take a potty break. Sorry, folks. Hey, I don't care, folks. It's real. It's all live. There are no pretenses on this program. Fred in Philadelphia. Hello, Freddy.
This guy sounds like he's going to be a really good guest. If I'm not wrong, is he pretty much an expert on ethics?
Whom are we talking about here?
The gentleman who graduated from the I forgot his name.
John University. John Sharp.
Yeah.
We're actually rescheduling him in because he's not called back into the network, and we only have about 20 minutes with him, and so I'm having my scheduler reschedule him for next Friday.
Well, let me get to this topic, if I could. I came across this great monthly called USA Today. It has no connection with the Daily. It's been around a long time, and the articles in it in the December issue really hit me like a bombshell, because they're talking about the avian flu, but I can see that there's also a propaganda campaign about the general facts to do with this. And the only thing that I can really firmly rely on is the fact that the CDC and also this group by Anthony Fauci, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, they have both firmly blocked any use of any innovative techniques to get a vaccine going. And the other fact that I can firmly rely on is it seems as though this this avian flu, if it's a natural thing, if it is a natural thing,
right,
is really only on a par with the 1968 type of an outbreak,
which they predicted millions could possibly die and millions didn't die.
Right. Yeah. And I think people are being denied, not just ordinary people, but scientists and even planners are being denied the basic facts on the fact that influenza is influenza, period, if it's a natural kind of influenza.
Right.
All influenza is going to be have a trade-off of virulence and number of people that it could affect. If it affects a large number of people, you're going to have a much less virulent kind of influenza. So unless it's the type of biowarfare kind of release, which is a possibility, I think that we better demand that CDC changes its tune and get the
well, you know, in my personal thoughts on this, I've looked at the H5N1. I've listened to Jerry Gudetti that used to have a program on this network. I've interviewed other people on the subject, and my gut feeling about this is, first of all, it may or may not be bioengineered. In other words, to exacerbate the problem, get it from birds into humans, and then have it transmissible from human to human. That is a distinct possibility, but what my gut reaction to this is that it's an over-amplification of a problem that I don't think is going to be of that great a consequence. If you remember the anthrax, and I'll give you an example, different game here. But this anthrax that came up missing from one of the government's biolabs themselves, you know, all of a sudden we were going to have anthrax attacks. Somebody with probably within the NSA or the CIA mailed a couple little envelopes. We had this national hysteria. We needed Homeland Security. We needed first responders. And all this panic took place. Yeah. And all of a sudden, that just dropped off the edge of the earth.
Yeah, that was really the result of it, is that you have a change of of what people are willing to do and what orders are willing to follow.
Right.
Now the thing about the flu, first of all, I think we're then in agreement on this flu. But I do think that the health of the of Americans and the system to help people who are sick is going to be a more important factor than the kind of natural flu that does break out.
Right.
And I think that the testimony that these clowns had before Congress, Julie Gerberding, who's head of CDC, Leavitt, and also the third in command there, that was just bizarre.
Yeah.
I mean, Spector had the hearings.
Yeah, what we need to do with these people is team them up with the global warming people. They need to drop back and punt here and to come up with a new strategy to scare the living daylights out of everybody. Hey, thanks for your call, Fred. I appreciate it very much. Elizabeth and Roger, I'll get to your calls. Also want to get into, while I have the time and the balance of this hour, to get into the Patriot Act renewal and also... And I didn't like the response that I got from Ray McGovern, because he knows as well as I do that Capitol Hill Blue is the paper that's stuffed in every congressman and senator's desk in Washington, D.C. It's their tabloid. They all read it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBM, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com, the store that invests its profits in your freedom.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
A couple of days ago, I read The Demonic Cabal by Norman D. Livergood, and I had one of the people here at the network that he's a producer, board operator, general all-around good guy. He's actually going to be filling in for Greg Szymanski for one day. Never did a talk show host before in his life. You know, this is the kind of fun that we have at this network, folks. We break a lot of talent in that had never done radio before, and it's worked out surprisingly well. And Ken is going to try to get Mr. Livergood on the program. And I told him, I said, well, you stole my thunder. I said, if you don't get him, I'm definitely going to take him because I want to know more about this demonic cabal and who this guy is. Folks, he has got, I'll tell you what, you want to talk about overqualified for any job in the country. This guy's got a resume that is just absolutely impeccable. So we'll get him on the air one way or the other. Okay, let's go back to the phones here. Elizabeth in Michigan. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, John. I wanted to appeal to your listeners. I wasn't paying attention, but Anton Scalia was on C-SPAN over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And he was giving a speech on whether international law could be used by the court.
Mm-hmm.
And after he talked a little while, his conclusion was, no, it can't, but.
But?
And then, yeah. Then the buts kind of lost me after that. I wasn't paying attention. Well, they threw a college kid out of forcibly, to his credit, he said, don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. But they did eject him from the room.
Oh, was this a college kid that was in attendance to this, and he was asking questions, and they forcibly ejected him?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the first college kid, that they just shut him up. He didn't stick to the subject, so he wouldn't discuss his question because it didn't pertain to the topic.
Here we have a Supreme Court justice being asked a legitimate question about law, and he's forcibly removed.
Yeah, well, that you know, I expected that.
It's all part of the new freedom.
But what he said that really caught my attention, and I wasn't paying attention at that point. I could kick myself. I didn't have a tape in. He said, and I don't care what you believe or what you've heard, the Bill of Rights is not a part of the U.S. Constitution. And that caught my attention.
I'll bet you that woke you up.
Yeah.
Did he give any explanation, any follow-up explanation?
None whatsoever.
I didn't think so.
None whatsoever.
Well, and you know, essentially he's correct, because on March 9th of 1933, the Constitution went out the window along with the baby and the bathwater.
Yeah.
Under the emergency situation that the Congress has managed to vote in every couple of years, war on drugs, war on crime, war on this, war on that, war on terrorism, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The Constitution to these people have been effectively, it's been effectively put on hiatus for over 70 years.
Yeah, that's true.
So when they talk about issues like this, they won't give full explanation, because if they were, then that would let the cat out of the bag. Is exactly what happened to this country, and why it happened, and why these people are assuming so much authority. That's the one thing that they're scared to death of. It has nothing to do with the war on terrorism. This has been going on for over 70 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I just can't remember if that was before the questioning was finished from the audience or during it. And everyone had been so intimidated by the forceful ejection.
I'm sure.
Nobody.
Did a follow-up.
No.
At that point in time, if I was a journalist that was even halfway worth my salt, I would pick up where that guy left off. And the next one, and the next one, and the next one, until they had to shut down the conference or just clear the room.
Yeah, I'm just a housewife, and I would have.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, Elizabeth, thanks for your call. I'll look for that. Hopefully they'll replay that on C-SPAN. Appreciate your call. Roger in Pennsylvania. Hello, Roger.
Yeah, thanks, John. Well, even 200 years ago, that would be quite correct, that the Bill of Rights is not part of the Constitution. That's why they're called the first 10 amendments, and by addition incorporated therein, but et cetera. I called on the vaccine thing, and I don't know what it is, but Dr. Stan Monti, he seems to be doing his best shows the last 2 hours of the evening here on RBN the Great. And for some odd reason, he seems to be packing some of the very best ones in late Friday nights when he's sure to have the smallest audience.
Well, and you know, realistically, from a talk show standpoint, you run the risk of running stronger programs on Friday, because intrinsically that is a worse day for broadcasting, because it's Friday, it's evening, people are doing things, they're getting ready for the weekend, they're winding down, whatever the case may be. But I've been watching Stan, and I've been paying attention to who he's been commiserating with. And Lindsey Williams called me last night and told me, he said, I was just on Stan's program. And we have a unheralded clique that we communicate vicariously through one another, but we have this loose association out there. It's dynamic. And I don't want to pay too much attention to it, because it's like a dream. If you concentrate that I'm dreaming, you may wake up from it. But needless to say, okay, what was your point here?
Yeah, well, okay, now he did a number of shows recently. Perhaps most magnificently was one about 2 weeks ago on a Friday night, and I hope everyone downloads that, because it was the best presentation yet I've heard on chicken pox. And what you probably heard already, if you heard any of these shows, that there's going to be expected to be, a windfall of shingles cases among older folks in particular, though it can happen even to teens.
And shingles, refresh my memory, shingles are
now,
because we don't have a certain vitamin?
No, the established theory had been that this was dormant chicken pox, that that then were somehow coming back to life, you know, 60, 70, 80, 90 years later. And, you know, this can be very painful, the shingles. And for maybe a week or more, it can be excruciatingly painful. Now, and I think that theory is 100% hogwash. And you got to listen to the show, but I'll give a real quick recap here.
I was thinking of scurvy. Excuse me. When you said shingles, I was thinking scurvy. Sorry.
Yeah, shingles was it is chicken pox cause. But the real reason for the cause, apparently, is that with the vaccines, whereas years ago, people throughout their lives used to get fresh re-exposures to chicken pox maybe several times a year as they come next to this child who had chicken pox,
and they would build up an immunity.
You'd have a concurrent immunity continuing throughout till the end of your life. But now that you don't have the exposure anymore, then when it hits you like a ton of bricks, and you can even, like I said, have early teens getting shingles if they didn't get chicken pox in their childhood.
Well, and what they're not being honest about.
So this whole chicken pox vaccine is looking like a very big, fat mistake all around.
Time will tell. You know, it's interesting. A lot of people still drink the biotic, antibiotic-treated cows out there, the cow's milk.
Uh-huh.
They shoot them up with growth hormones. They give them mass doses of antibiotics. That is being passed through the cattle or the cows into their milk, and we're ingesting it. And I, for one, am not opposed to going to a grocery store and paying $5.50 a gallon. I just drink less of the milk, but I drink totally 100% organic milk, and it's a shame because this is one of the reasons why the medical community is making a lot of fuss about. You know, we have antibiotic resistant strains of diseases. Well, it's because we're getting antibiotics through everything else. We're getting it through the meats, we're getting it through the milk, the chicken, the eggs, everything else. Yeah, we're going to have a resistant to antibiotic treatment because we're being bombarded with antibiotics vicariously through our system, and that's not the only reason. But I just thought that was worth mentioning. Anything else, Roger?
Yeah, lastly, and you go back, about 5-6 weeks ago, I heard the best single encapsulation there with Stan's guest, johnchristianwriter.com. That's J-O-N.
I need to call him because I've been trying to get Writer for 5 years.
Yeah, and that was on the peak oil myth and the hammerlock control of big oil on refining and distribution, and superb encapsulation on that show. Anyway, I hope everyone downloaded.
Okay, when was that show? Because it's on our archives.
Yeah, it was about 5-6 weeks ago.
Okay.
And that's John, J-O-N, Christian Writer, R-Y-D-E-R
.com. Okay, real
and,
good.
And everybody catch Stan on the shortwaves at starting 11 p.m. Eastern at 7.56. Yeah, I hope I got that right. Yeah, 7.560 and 5.860.
Well, which one? Because he does two feeds to that shortwave outlet. Which one is ours?
I'm sorry. The first one was 7.490.
7490?
And okay. both feeds have been the same now for quite some time.
Oh, good.
And 5.860 and 7.490, and God bless you
all. All right. And Danny, I'm hoping you're monitoring this because I think we have the wrong frequencies on the website. Mr. Webmaster, if you'll check that, I would greatly appreciate it. Let's go to Rodney in Texas. Hello, Rodney.
Hey, thanks, John, for taking my call.
Yes,
I want to go back to what you were talking about earlier with Bush's trip over to India. And I'm noticing from taking my own pulse of the American people, you know, listening to different radio stations, you have a growing number of Americans who are very concerned about some of the statements that this man is making while he's on his business trip in India. Just last week I read in one of the newspapers that he was saying how great it was that Americans are losing all of these jobs via outsourcing.
Yep.
And what I see, and I'll just be real, I cut to the chase and hang up so someone else can get in. I see this basically a repeat of an Enron, only this is on a magnified, big, big scale. They're about to collapse this economy in this country. And what they're doing is they're upselling how great the economy is about to bounce back. But when you listen to George Bush over in India, he's telling them the truth about what's about to happen over here in this country. And you mentioned that some country, Norway or one of those countries, just completely dumped the U.S. dollar.
Yep.
I mean, what more do we need, you know, to tell us what these people are about to do? And I believe that...
you know, I was listening to Alex Jones, and I usually, because I'm a night owl, and I usually get into this network right around 10:30, 11 o'clock, and usually I tune into Alex's show on the way in to hear what he's talking about. And he played a clip from CNN, Lou Dobbs, and they threatened Lou Dobbs on this UAE deal. And he didn't back off. And why CNN is doing this, I've got no idea, unless they have an axe to grind or this is just a front that they're putting up. But Lou Dobbs has been hammering issues for a number of years, and one of the things that he's been real big on is this illegal invasion. And I was thinking about this today. I don't think it's any big deal that we got 40 million illegals in this country. Now, I know that might shock a lot of people, but I'll tell you why I say that. Because they're here working in Mickey D's, and they're taking housing jobs, construction jobs, whatever. Well, the housing market is bursting. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be a whole lot of people. I still have this echo here, Mr. Producer, if we can tune down that caller just a little bit. Thank you. I don't think we have anything to worry about, because there's not going to be any jobs here soon. I think you're going to see these millions of Mexicans that are in this country right now illegally going back across the border. Because they're not going to want to be here with no identification, no green cards. They're not going to be standing out in street corners and burning cities. I think they're going to be leaving this country lickety-split. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Well, what's ironic about it is the foreign people, they know more about what's actually happening than a lot of Americans.
Sure.
But
sure.
The recent polls would show 77% of the people were against this thing with the ports, and also George Bush's approval rating is slid basically, you know, down to the bottom of the ocean.
Well,
it's showing me that Americans are waking up, but I'm just wondering if it's a little too late.
Well, but they're not really waking up to the fact of how they've been bamboozled. I mean, it just isn't George Bush. It just isn't this UAE deal that you tried to shove through.
Oh, yeah, we're getting hit from all sides of the spectrum.
And Lindsay has the real scuttlebutt, and this is why I'm telling folks to tune in next Wednesday. I'll throw out that tease again. Tune in next Wednesday. He's got the skinny behind the UAE deal and why they're trying to push this through, why George Bush is up there committing political suicide. If you look at it from a strictly political standpoint, and public relations, the him standing up there, what 70% of the American people, without really knowing the whole deal, that are against this, he's running a political risk. Of course, he's an incumbent right now. He's in his second term. I guess you could call him an early lame duck.
Yeah.
But he doesn't care, because there's more behind this story than what we even know, and we'll discover more about that next week. Rodney, I got to run. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Davey in Dallas. Hello, Davey.
Hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Hey, John. Man, I just wanted to call in. I hadn't talked to you in a while. And John, did you ever take part in a scavenger hunt when you were a young fella?
Not necessarily scavenger, but I think I've hunted my share of Easter eggs.
Well, what I was wanting to tell your listeners about and you is that there's some fun to be had out there in the public libraries. If they don't know about it, there's a form that they can ask for from the librarian to have books removed from the shelves.
Okay.
And just recently in a couple different libraries, I've gone in and found books like the Encyclopedia of Terrorism, and it's Neocon Claptrap Poopaganda. And you just ask to fill out the form, and then they take the book right off the shelf and have a review, and then they send it back to the publisher.
Davey, could you imagine with the FBI now crawling all over library book records and all of that, do you think that might be a flag? if you walked in at your local library and filled out one of these forms that you want to take the neocon books off the shelf?
Well, you know, let's flag them, you know, as many flags as we can get. The bottom line is, it's a waste of money to have that neocon propaganda in there posing as truthful information.
And I understand and appreciate that, and that keeps anybody else from being polluted from the propaganda.
Well, I'm really offended because of the little children, you know, that use the library. They shouldn't be exposed to that kind of pornography.
Well, and we dare not expose them in the schools to the Constitution and the intent of it either.
Oh, yeah, and that's another thing, John. You have some great callers. I really like listening to Roger and Rodney.
Yeah.
But, you know, for Americans, the definition of government has a whole lot to do with that Bill of Rights. And government for Americans doesn't mean a bunch of neocon terrorists terrorizing us with economic terrorism first and then violence, like we saw at Waco. You know, that's not government. Those are terrorists. And I think most people that can think and see clearly are able to understand that. But frequently we hear the word government misused in this country, and it is not used as Americans would properly define the word government.
I understand. And it was brought again. It was brought to light again the other day, and I've said this before on this program, that most people are under the misconception that the Constitution was written for the individual. No, that Constitution was written for the government as a guideline so they wouldn't step over it.
Have you ever heard of Richard McDonald out in California?
Name sounds real familiar.
Well, he taught for a long while on the 14th Amendment citizenship issue and state citizenship. And he's a really interesting guy to have talk about the so-called Constitution.
Mr. Webmaster, he monitors this program. Say that name again.
It's Richard McDonald.
Okay.
Out there in, right by the Simi Valley over there in Chatsworth Canyon.
We'll check him out.
All righty, John. Keep up the good work, man. I hope you're doing great.
Okay. Thank you, Davey. I appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bush could seize absolute control of U.S. government. As I said, Capitol Hill Blue, it's the... it's treated almost like a pornographic magazine in Washington, D.C. And the way I mean that is that it's the dirty little secret that they don't want anybody else to know, but everybody's got a copy out of it in their desk. Bush could seize absolute control of the U.S. government by Doug Thompson. President George W. Bush has signed executive orders giving him sole authority to impose martial law, suspend habeas corpus, and ignore a Posse Comitatus Act that prohibits deployment of U.S. troops on American streets. This would give him absolute dictatorial power over the government with no checks and balances. Bush discussed imposing martial law on American streets in the aftermath of 9/11 terrorist attacks by activating national security initiatives put in place by Ronald Reagan during the 1980s. And when I had Ray McGovern on the other day, he didn't speak too much of that. I kept throwing things out there, and he wasn't biting on any of them. I guess once a company man, always a company man. These national security initiatives, hatched in 1982 by the controversial Marine Colonel Ollie North, later one of the key players in the Iran-Contra scandal, charged the Federal Emergency Management Agency with administrating the executive orders that allowed suspension of the Constitution, implementation of martial law, establishment of internment camps, and turning the government over to the president. Don't believe me, folks? Go read the papers yourselves. John Brinkelhoff, deputy director of FEMA, developed the martial law implementation plan following a template originally developed by former FEMA director Louis Guilfredi to battle a national uprising of black militants. Guilfredi's implementation of martial law called for jailing of at least 21 million African Americans in relocation camps. Brinkelhoff later admitted in an interview with the Miami Herald that President Reagan signed off on the initiative and they remained in place dormant until, guess who, George W. Bush took office. Brinkerhoff moved on the Answer Institute for Homeland Security and followed the 9/11 terrorist attacks, provided the Bush White House and the Pentagon with talking points supporting revised national security initiatives that would and could allow imposition of martial law and the suspension of the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, the law that is supposed to forbid use of troops for domestic law enforcement. Now, Brinkerhoff wrote that intentions of Posse Comitatus are misunderstood and misapplied, and that the U.S. has in times of national emergency the full and absolute authority to send troops into American streets to enforce order and maintain the peace. Bush used parts of the plan to send troops into the streets of New Orleans following the
Hurricane Katrina. In addition, FEMA hired former Special Forces personnel from the mercenary firm of Blackwater USA to enforce security. Do a web search. Go look at Blackwater, folks, USA. Well, in this privatization move, why do you think the government is using private security firms? Oh, you just thought they were doing that in Iraq, didn't you? Oh, no. See, our governmental agencies like FEMA just aren't up to the task of handling emergency situations. But that's what they're being paid to do. But evidently, they're not good at it. So, therefore, we hire mercenaries. And that's exactly what Blackwater USA is. It's a private mercenary band of people that get paid high dollars from the U.S. government to be in the streets. I guess you could call them the troops. Blackwater USA, is a promotion in its promotional materials, describes itself as the most comprehensive professional military, law enforcement, security, peacekeeping, and stability operations company in the entire world, adding that we have established a global presence and provide training and operational solutions for the 21st century in support of security and peace and freedom and democracy everywhere. Isn't that nice? I think I'll just take a happy, happy pill and just lay down and go back to sleep. Blackwater is also a major U.S. contractor in Iraq. There it is. And has a contract with the Bush White House to provide additional security work on an as-needed basis. Now, the Department of Homeland Security established the Northern Command for National Defense, a wide-ranging program that includes FEMA, the Pentagon, the FBI, National Security Agency. Executive orders already signed by Bush allow the Northern Command to send troops into American streets, seize control of radio and television stations, let them come here and try to do that. I'll just tell you, boys, send the ones that aren't married, because I know you have family responsibilities, if you know what I mean. And networks, and impose martial law in times of national emergency. See, we don't have the automatic switch here that the government can take over this network. See, we're not licensed, folks. We're not required to be licensed. It was only the FCC that rides shotgun over AM and FM radio stations out there. But networks themselves, we are not licensed. We don't have that little bypass switch, national emergency, you know, that kind of deal. Not here. But I guarantee you, somebody in a black SUV will show up one of these days to try to say exactly that, and we have authority. Yeah? Okay. Come and test your theory. The White House press office would neither confirm nor deny existence of Bush's executive orders or the existence of the Northern Command for National Defense. Neither would the Department of Homeland Security. Now, my sources within the White House and the DHS tell me the plans are in place, ready for implementation, when the command comes from the man who keeps telling the American public that this is a wartime president who will do anything in my power to impose his will on the people of the United States. And he has made sure that power will be absolute when he chooses to use it. Doug Thompson, that's his piece from Capitol Hill Blue. Take the break here. I wasn't able to get into the Patriot Act renewal, but we'll get into that next week on another program. That's not a done deal, folks. Well, it is kind of a done deal, but not in the hearts of Americans. You know, where the freedom fires burn still brightly. We just have a bunch of people in Washington, D.C. trying to pee on it to put it out. Sorry for the graphic depiction, but that's exactly how they feel about it. Remember, George Bush says it's just a GD piece of paper, while our congressmen and senators are just peeing all over the document. I'm sure our founding fathers are spinning in a grave right now as we speak. Second hour coming up, we're going to be talking with well, a guy that knows a little bit about preparedness and survival, Steve Shank. We'll do that right after this break.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.